This is CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.
Beep, 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 beep.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
It is Friday, it is. It's March, it is. And people on March, that is Afrikaans for Mensa op Mars, you will hear us a few minutes later because the things must travel first for about 20 minutes. So you will hear this at 45:96 your time. But it's 4 minutes past 11 our time here on Earth. And welcome to everyone listening to the Casper Radio Show, broadcasting on all medium waves for all aliens. Hello, Hannes.
Hello.
Well, hello, Hannes.
Wow. I don't think I've ever been immortalized in song.
It's so glad to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Gavin.
Hello, Casper.
I can tell, Gavin.
I love it. I love it.
Are you well, people?
Yes.
We are on top of the world.
On top of the world, looking down on creation. Nee, dan is ek bly, want ek is ook hier, ek is bly om by julle te wees, en ons het 'n lekker vol program vandag van die Casper Radio Show. We're going to talk about gardening, we're going to talk about songs, we're going to talk about twitching, we're going to talk about the Russians, and gay news.
Indeed.
Ooh la la.
En ek sal sê aksie belaai, dit nie, maar is belaai met lekker soetsappige nuus.
Oh, can't wait for
Niet soos ons wil hê. Ja.
That's how we like them.
Uh-huh.
We like us.
Is jy gesond? You were sickly. You were a sickly person.
I was sickly. I am better.
You're better.
I'm not going to say I'm totally fine, but I am better. And that death rochel
sure.
has left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know when you have, and you and you got to drink that AC 2020-0 things?
Yeah.
Not to have that rochel in your keel?
Mm.
Well, I still have the rochel, but not as much as I used to. So I'm very, very happy with that. You know what? I'm going to play something and I'm going to tell you why later. No, wait. I'm going to tell you. Oh, yes, I've got it over here.
Leaving on an aeroplane in the mood of April rain. One and only fills your heart when you are lonely.
Lonely.
We play the show with great routine.
Okay, I'm playing this. There's a reason for it. And the reason is that.
And sometimes.
The happiest places in the world was announced.
Oh.
Yeah, where people,
that's exciting.
Yeah. So
I thought it's Disneyland.
Yeah, it is. But I think like real places.
Yeah.
I think Switzerland.
Number 10 is Australia.
The whole of Australia.
Australia. They're okay. The happiest nation. Number 10.
From Asia.
Okay, here's a clue coming. Is a clue coming?
Cause we belong in Scandinavia.
Oh.
Scandinavia, he says. He's they are touching down in Denmark with the aeroplane. Okay, because why? Because Sweden is number 9. And then, strangely enough, the poor bastards, New Zealand.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be happy to be there, but they are. 8th happiest in the world.
Sure.
Canada, number 7. The Netherlands, number 6.
Oh.
Then she said, blade hard to say, Noor. Number 5, you said them, Switzerland. Switzerland are number 5. And then, from 4 to 1, Scandinavia, Iceland, Denmark, Norway, and the happiest country in the world, Finland.
Really?
Ah.
One of the most expensive places to be Scandinavia. But I think once you're there and you stay there and you make money there in their setup, then you're looked after.
Because it's a socialist system.
It is a socialist system. So
you're taxed very highly, but the benefits are...
And you get your salary in such a way that you can pay the tax. Yeah. And then it's your openbare for food, your medicine, your education, all that is... top notch.
But it's funny, the Finnish people being the happiest people in the world, but they are stereotyped as really like hulle het nie gesigsuitdrukkings nie. Dis hulle lyk bedonder.
Ja, Finnish.
Maar hulle is toe nou nie.
They finished first. But this is the first time I've seen them number 1. Usually it's Sweden or Denmark or Norway. But,
exactly.
But it's Scandinavia. Now this. Did the song sound familiar? Or the sound of it?
It did sound familiar.
Remember Michael Learns to Rock?
Well,
yes.
Yeah.
They're Danish or something.
They're Danish. And that was their song, Scandinavia. Really? But this is now, they've got a new CD out all of a sudden. And it's called this, Everything You Need. It's
sitting in the bedroom, playing the guitar.
So this is a new song.
You wish upon a star.
From a new CD. Oh, goeie God. Sorry, I pressed the wrong button. I'm trying to see what's the CD's name.
Sitting in the bedroom.
Sitting in the bedroom.
Playing the guitar.
No, you've done that already.
Inside, you wanna stay.
Still. The new CD's gonna be called Still.
Ah. So nog steeds, of as,
yeah, as we are still. And there, I think. Because they disappeared. Remember, what was the big Michael Learns to Rock hits?
Yeah, I can't remember. Not necessarily my favorite genre of music.
Oh, honest, don't be like that. it was like...
But I know big hits.
They had big hits, man. My beautiful... I can't remember one of them.
Exactly, Casper. Mm.
But they are so nice.
And you judge Hannes for not knowing.
I know.
Ek het nou net onthou.
Wat?
Paint My Love.
Oh!
Was die groot hit.
Paint well, My Word.
Hoe gaan hy nou weer?
Ek het onthou, my Google word. Het eintlik onthou. And take me to your heart.
Take me to your heart now. Ja, ek kan hom nie onthou.
That was a good one.
See, Michael Learns to Rock follow a basic verse chorus song form.
I know, but it's beautiful.
With lyrics comprising straightforward and short length phrasing, incorporating very basic sentence
construction.
Wow!
That's very critical.
Maar dis interessant.
So it's basics. Well, that was Michael Learns to Rock. So, you know, the happiest countries are in Scandinavia.
Scandinavia. Ek het nie begeerd om so toe te gaan nie, man.
Nee,
okay. Oh, I've been everywhere except, you know, where I haven't been.
Scandinavia.
Finland.
Oh, is it?
For the rest, I've been to Iceland, I've been to Norway, I've been to Sweden, I've been to Denmark. They're beautiful countries. They're fucking expensive, though.
Mm.
But they're beautiful.
Amaze.
Mm?
A friend van my het sy...
Sê maar van my?
Net voor sy seentjie gebore is, het sy vrou, want sy is die travel agent.
Ja?
Toe het sy gereel dat hy vir 2 weke... op a, want hy het vind sy familie ook soos 2 weke cross Finland tour gaan doen op sy eie ja, wat hy ja, gaan gletsers kyk het en moerse, ja, hy sê dit is flippin mooi ja.
Wow, en hulle het hulle sneeuwrig, so hulle het bokke ook seker van die bokke wat mens associeer met Vader Kers ja,
ja.
Is die bokke is die fucking bokke mense
I'm looking at images of.
Oh, you won't afford. You can't afford it, Gavin. Don't look at it.
That is true. Give me time. Give me time.
Yeah, you must spar.
Scandinavia.
Gavin was.
Ek probeer kyk waar is Scandinavia because I don't know where it is.
I think you must eerst kyk waar jou hele keyboard, want jy het knoppies weg uit jou keyboard.
Yes, number one. That's why half of Scandinavia has disappeared.
Ja, jy kan dit nie raak Google nie.
I know how to handle my laptop.
2 things are gone in Gavin's world. Stephen Hawking and Scandinavia. They're not there anymore.
Ooh, en met, excuse, met Stephen Hawking, ooh, allemaal is nou sommer een fucking scientist van gisteren.
Allemaal! And everyone has now this stairway to heaven joke.
Yeah.
About him not being able to go on the stairway.
Mm, that one I saw.
But it's escalated to heaven, darling.
I get a copy from A Brief History of Time. I don't know quite really. Yes,
dis
een van die boeken wat allemaal eet, maar dis
die probleem, want
dis complicated shit.
Nou, dis hoekom jy nie a scientist en expert is.
They say The Brief History of Time is the most sold book, but the least read book.
Rare.
Yes. I've also bought it, and I couldn't
finish. This is Long Walk to Freedom.
No, that I finished.
Oh, okay.
I watched the movie.
But Brief History of Time, you go start with met die Here diep in jou hart, hoor.
Is dit?
Jy begin, ja, van dit is so, en dan tyd, en dan swart holle, en ek weet nie wat alles nie, en dan so kwart in, dan dacht jy, Jesus nie, ek kan nie meer nie. I don't know what he's saying.
Yeah.
And then you give it up. And you put it in your coffee table.
Yes.
Ja, dat mense denk jy is
intelligent.
Oh, intelligent. Nou stof allemaal weer hulle boeke af, want hy is nou dood, jy sien.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm, that's a very difficult book, I'm very sorry to say. Then there was a thing in Beeld I saw.
Saw Beeld?
I just saw it on the internet.
Oh.
Oh my. Now, it's typical the Afrikaans people are now dripping tremendously because of the EFF and the
ja.
En die grond.
Ja.
Grond, wat hulle wil hê. Nou, sien ek Beeld het nou 'n term, grondgrypery.
What?
So it puts them in a certain perspective, hey? Die grondgrypers.
Oh my word.
They're so scared now.
Sure.
Die grondgrypers.
En het wees jy hoe tale impact kan hee op a gehoor.
Dis waarom ek hier die woord bring, want dit is totaal word mens beïnvloed.
Ja. Because that's not quite the phrase, is it? Verstaan? No. Is
nee, dis nie grondgrypery.
Appropriation without compensation is iets anders as grondgrypery. Laat dit klink asof mense met emmertjies kom en net
grijp
grond.
Ons grond.
Dis ons fucking grond.
Hier is ons grond en ons sal dit vat. Niemand mag ons grond nie. So, ek dink om ons in die regte mood is het vir die rest van die episode, gaan ons luister na 'n groepie wat ek dink nog baie goed kan gaan doen. Hulle naam is Die Antwoord.
Yeah.
Ek dink daar is baie belofte vir hulle. En hierdie gaan oor grondgrypery.
Ek soek een fancy koos, maar my saks klaar soos Barbie's plastic boots.
What the fuck?
Fok die poes in die korsa langs ons. Jou ninja, ook een tikkie, laat ons glij.
Draai! Draai voor!
Glij, 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 glij!
Draai voor!
Slij,
pak music now!
Wat kijk jij?
Bobbel!
Wat kijk jij?
Poes!
Wat kijk jij?
Fok jou!
Wat kijk jij?
Jouw nijn!
Wat kijk jij?
Bobbel!
Wat kijk jij?
Poes!
Wat kijk jij?
Fok jou!
Wat kijk jij?
Jouw nijn!
Ninja, lalang in de BMW.
Okay, nou sê die ou daar ninja. Nou lees ek iets hierso, Hannes, op die internet, wat ek nie verstaan nie. Ninja gaming with Twitch. What is this? Is this ons ninja van die antwoord?
Nee. Ek denk nie dit is ons ninja nie.
Okay.
Dit is 'n ander ninja. Maar
wat is Twitch?
Twitch is wat my navorsing vir my geleer het, is dit is 'n gaming streaming gaming platform. So met ander woorde as mense soos ek het verstaan as mense games Joel, dan kan jy nou dit stream na hierdie website toe. Dit is amper soos 'n YouTube maar vir gaming. So jy kan dan kyk hoe mense games speel en want e-sports is massief, electronic sports, jy weet, in gaming en so Overwatch en al daai goeders. Nou man, my fucking ding wil nie werk nie.
John T is hier.
wat basies gebeur het is daar was 'n live streaming. Nou Ninja is een van die wêreld se grootste gaming streamers. Jy weet,
Lucky
online
bastard.
Speel en jy kan kyk hoe hy speel basies.
Hy was basically 'n boemelaar tot hy lucky genoeg was om 'n game te speel wat ander mense gekyk het en nou is hy fucking so ryk en so.
En toe wat gebeur is Drake, die Kanadese rapper.
Ja.
Het by hom gaan kuier.
Drake.
En toe speel hulle 'n bietjie games. En toe breek dit die records for the most concurrent viewers for a single creator on the gamecasting site.
Mm.
So toe breek hulle het vir 3 uur lang games gejol en toe breek die internet of Twitch ten minste.
Kan jy dit glo?
Ja, maar dit is huge.
Wow.
Ja.
Die wêreld verander.
Ja.
Huh, Gavin? Laat mense 'n paar jaar terug so dink, ja, as 2 ander mense nou in hulle huise games speel, gaan dit 'n impak hê op die wêreld. Dit is weird.
Hulle het 628,000 viewers getrek in die 3-4 uur terug gespeel.
Wow. En maar what did it do for the peace on earth? Nothing. Nothing.
Nee.
Die mense net rustig, ISIS almal het gaan sit en kyk hoe speel hulle dit en nie fight nie. It's amazing. These things I'm not completely, I'm trying to understand it. I'm trying to wrap my little brain around it, but I'm not quite there.
Yeah.
I don't understand how it works. But, well, that's good
amazing.
For them, eh?
Mm-hmm.
That is amazing. Ek nou van 628,000 of whatever gepraat, ek het die begeerte soms, ek is obsessed met 'n vliegtuig game. Like anything, I fly planes
so
for
flight
days.
Flight simulator.
I was up at 6 o'clock this morning flying a Boeing 777.
Jesus.
Last night I was in the Air Force.
And what is it? PC gaming of?
Nee, op my phone.
Op your phone.
What I've done. And you can. My name is Gavin Gamer.
Mm-hmm.
En met 'n paar nommers wat ek vergeet het. And then I can then. Daar's 'n platform op wat Google nou gedoen het.
Daar kan mense in jou join as pilot.
Ja, maar dit is my car racing game.
So oh my God.
Dan sit jy, wat Hannes is in Pretoria, en dan reis jy, en dan sit ek in Johannesburg, en dan reis ons teen mekaar.
Ach, kom ons doen
that
dit.
Is amazing.
Okay, well,
we can
game?
Do a multiple thing as well.
We can. Let's do it now, and and everyone just looks now. And we don't do this anymore, the radio, we just race now.
Yeah.
And what's hier... Reisenaam?
Die reisenaam is, dit is 'n baie boring naam. Het word genoem Driving School 2017.
Is baie poes, ja.
Yeah.
Driving School. But,
why
okay.
does everything have to be about reis these days?
I know. Always reis, hey? But the
maar
thing,
dit is so lekker.
The thing is that I was looking for a partner to race against me and I never got one, so I gave
when,
it up.
When?
Years ago already. Ek sit daar vroom, vroom in my karretjie en wag vir iemand om live teen my te reis.
Mm.
I will go look up this thing.
Yeah.
Ondertussen wil ek net sê, ek wil sê...
Like a fucked up, soos je eerst is bluff. Ek stel met die fucking zef meer te gruff.
God, dis wat ek wil sê.
Ik wil een struggle, man, control, manage for people like zoomer. What? Fuck you, popo. Say what you like, but you can't do fuck all. Deal with it, you can't fuck with my game. Drop my poof, then pocket your frame.
Yo, what the fuck are you saying? I'm not wise with your street. This is not a free freak show. Big small call to C3PO. Yet I'm already fucking Jules Squad. Nexus is like a biggie hole, swine.
Nexus is like a biggie hole, no, I don't worry, everything will be alright.
Drive force. Click, 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 click. Drive force. Click, 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 click. Music now.
Daai laat my 'n bietjie dink aan daai laat my dink aan die laser guns.
Ja.
Van Star Wars en dit is wat ek nou met jou wil bespreek, Hannes.
O ja.
Jy sou jy jouself as 'n kenner uitgee van Star Wars?
Redelijk, ja, ja. Okay. Die oorspronklike
ja, maar dit nou nou dan kom met die oorspronklike. Dan kom met die oorspronklike because that is exactly what I want to talk about.
Yeah.
Because we have to put them all under the same umbrella now, unfortunately. Yeah. And I've been trying to study this, and I don't understand a lot of things, and I want to ask questions. It's okay. Time for questions. What's your knowledge and your thoughts about Star Wars, Gavin? Do you know Star Wars?
I do know Star Wars, but it's
a little bit.
Ja, maar het maak net vir my sin nie.
Okay.
Kan jy jou Obi-Wan Kenobi's onderskei van jou Jar Jar Binks's?
Ja, can you do that?
I've got no idea what you just told me.
I can. I know what he told me. So I am not that out of it. And yet I don't understand a couple of things. Okay, so let us go with this. Hannes, in the very first Star Wars they made.
Yeah.
Do you think they already knew then that Darth Vader would be the father of Luke Skywalker or not? Because if you listen to the dialogue, obviously they did not.
Yeah. Well, I know that there's a story is that Mark Hamill didn't know that it was scripted differently in the script. At that moment where his hand gets cut off and Darth Vader says to him, "I'm your father," which is in the third film. That moment was unknown to Mark Hamill because in the script it was written differently that Darth Vader only tells him that Obi-Wan Kenobi killed your father. That's what the line originally was. And then the last moment, George Lucas said to the actor playing Darth Vader, "Oh, by the way, the line is different." So I think George Lucas may have known, but no one else is necessarily... Or George Lucas, because he had planned the first three movies, episode 4, 5, and 6, very, very extensively prior to beginning to shoot them.
Well, I...
But no one else knew.
I must tell you, I listened to the dialogue between Obi-Wan Kenobi and Luke Skywalker, where Obi tells Luke, "Your father was a very good friend of mine. We fought together against the dark Lord Vader, etc., etc." Like that was what George Lucas wanted to tell the story, was that was the truth.
Yeah.
There was no like Obi-Wan Kenobi going, "Oh, and your father, excuse me, he is, you know," it was like, "He's a big friend of mine and he died because of Darth Vader."
Yeah.
Okay, then in hindsight, you can say, "Yeah, Darth Vader killed the good self in himself," or whatever. But that looked a bit suspicious to me. Then I must also tell Johannes, and I'm sorry to say this, but the whole thing is a bit juvenile for me, the Star Wars.
Star Wars, yeah.
Yes, it is so basic. And the acting in the first one is bad. Well, the acting in the second episode, which is the whatever movie.
Empire Strikes Back.
No. The second episode, the fucking Revenge of the Clones or something.
Oh, from the newer...
Yeah. See, because we've got 3, 4, 5...
Yeah, Attack of the Clones, I think.
Attack of the Clones. We got 4, 5, 6, and then 1, 2, 3, and then now 7, 8, 9. Now, in number one, if we could see that episode again, episode one, as it was in 1977, we would laugh. Mm. It was rescued, I think, by graphics.
Yeah. What I've always loved about and why I love Star Wars,
tell me,
is but it's not the most complex story in the world, you know.
It is definitely not.
And George Lucas drew from kind of almost classic mythological stories and tales to compile what is essentially a space western.
Yeah.
So it's not the most complicated films in the world. maar as jy 'n lightie is en dis die pitjoe pitjoe en die fucking scope daarvan because it's so epic.
Okay.
That's what drew me to it. And then you know you want Luke to win and you want Yoda to train him and so it's that the fantasy of it that I really love.
Weren't you just duck the donor in as a fan when Anakin, who is Darth Vader at the end, couldn't act the fucking part?
Yeah.
I was so cross now. I saw in episode 2 and 3 of the new ones, the Sith and the clones, that this guy, what's his name, can't act.
Hayden Christensen. Yeah.
The only thing that you could get out of him at one stage was, you could see he was, hy lê daar op vuur, wat hulle sou hulle al twee fucked up gebrand het om hier te begin. And he could only shout, I hate you.
Yeah.
And you can see he took like 9 hours to get that out of him. He couldn't be
movies,
evil.
There was Ewan McGregor's movie, nie, syne nie, and it was supposed to be his film. And
poor Ewan to act against that.
Nee, daai was nie, maar die originals is by my kunsteling, al het hulle bietjie gedate, dan maar daai die nuwes was die nuwe
stunning.
Is befok. Ja. Ek moet nog ek het The Force Awakens gedink was fantasties geweest.
Ja, dit was.
Maar ek het nog nie The Last Jedi gekyk.
Ek wil dit nog kyk. But you did see Rogue.
Yes, I did.
I love that.
Nou doen hulle nou kom na Star Wars Solo. But the Han Solo story
is. Yeah,
that's great. Right.
Did you understand anything, Gavin?
Gavin sit my in speel weer vliegtuigspeletjies.
Hy pilot weer 77 oor Afghanistan.
777, nie 77 nie.
Op is vir daai twee torings.
Ek het net like die idee van Star Wars is net is die deure gaan se oop, dit skool vir my ek stap hulle in en dan is dit hierdie stemme wat eintlik in stemme normale stemme praat nie. En dan in
het iemand my nasal Vicks opener geshoot.
Ja.
Exactly. Like that is what I remember. Yeah. And then obviously die ek onthou die logo, die emblem, but other than that like nothing grabbed me of Star Wars.
I love it.
Well, I can see because Carrie Fisher said that they weren't sure whether it's going to be a hit or not.
Yeah.
They were just making this cuck. And I can see that it could have fallen anyway.
Yeah.
Especially with the first
and
one.
And now it's the biggest franchise.
And then it just worked. And then people just go starry-eyed. And now it's the biggest franchise.
That I find interesting about your whole conversation. Because I saw a documentary on that.
The business of Star Wars. Yeah, George Lucas is heavy slim. So I had merchandising rights, Bow. Want the studio didn't trust him with the film. So to say, maar okay, ek sal dan nou maar minder geld vat. Ja. Maar gee maar vir my die
poppies.
Ja, die merchandising rights.
That's all sells.
Ek moet ook al my kan doen. En toe is dit eintlik waar die impak van Star Wars. Laat my soos 'n lightie net voel as ek dit kyk.
But still now, billionaires, you know, the new age billionaires, they would buy a big Darth Vader for their big house.
Ja.
You know what I'm saying? The new age people. So he would sell a lot. Ek is na die aarde toe geruk toe ek het nou mooi gaan bestudeer en besef is eintlik 'n podcast.
Ja. En ek dink is dis baie moontlik dat die plan nooit was om Vader miskien.
I didn't know it was. Just go listen to the dialogue again. I'm still studying number 5 and 6. I'm still with number 4 now where he tells where Obi-Wan Kenobi comes back and he tells him.
Maar there was a lot of hit and misses ook van die Ewoks was ook bietjie cheesy vir my.
Blah, blah,
en
blah,
Jar Jar Blinks was a devil's gemors.
Ja. Ja, van die goed. Okay, and can I tell you this before I finish with Star Wars? That fucking bar with all those plastic looking toys are us drinking komstig liquid. But they are like sex dolls, blow-up sex dolls with one expression. What is that?
I don't know.
Fucking fish.
Yeah.
Fish is a dog drink.
And even now when they redigitized it, it still
it didn't good. Work.
Yeah. But that's the other thing about Star Wars is the whole fan trivia thing and how big it gets. Like, who shot, did Han Solo shoot first in that scene in that bar? Because it would change Han Solo's character. If he shot first, then beteken het hy's a bad person.
With that fly thing.
Yeah, yeah. And this die fandom, wat for my ook nogal exciting is van Star Wars.
So if he didn't shoot first, then he's a good guy.
Yeah. because then he was defending himself. But if he shot first, a guy who says he owes him money, then it makes him a criminal.
See. And so, without spoiling anything, Han Solo and Carrie Fisher sort of, they were an item.
Yeah.
Okay. So everyone is actually related to everyone.
Yes.
At the end.
Yeah.
Okay. Because if I remember correctly, in Star Wars 1, which is episode 4, Luke Skywalker sort of gets a boner for his sister.
Yes, but he doesn't know it's his sister yet.
Does that make a difference?
Yeah. Not in Delmas, Blay.
He doesn't know, when but Hannes yet.
When in Delmas?
Oh my goodness.
I had an
Tatooine is Delmas from the galaxy. Yeah.
I had an urge to have this conversation because I was feeling frustrated. Thank you.
Maar kijk je nou weer die Star Wars movies?
Yes. I'm working my way up to the last one, The Last Jedi.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm just finding my feet. Rogue is the best one for me because it just pastes number 3 and number 4 together so well.
Yeah, so now that you weet waar it
is. Nog kry sy die fucking planne and then Star Wars 4... The first movie, there she runs with the planner. I love it. It was so well done. But
I'm going to try and watch it.
You must.
I can't wait for my daughter to be old enough for us to watch Star Wars together. Okay. But she's probably going to go, oh, this boring ball. But that is a big deal thing for me, is to one day watch Star Wars with my kid.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Well, yeah. We don't know. Do ladies, do girls like Star Wars? Not really. It's men thing. It's a boy thing. So I've got bad news for you there, honey.
Yeah.
We got a section on the show that we call...
The Casper Radio Show. Out there.
Out there. And that's where we play nice or cuck things. Now, I found a very cuck thing. Do you remember years and years ago, there was this lady called Honey Boo Boo?
Yes. There's still a lady called Honey Boo Boo.
No, I know. I'm just trying to
Honey Boo Boo was a kind.
Honey Boo Boo is a precocious dochter.
Yeah, but ook sy
pageant. What's her name? Honey Boo Boo?
June.
Maar kom, man.
Kom, yes. But June het mos nou 620 kilogram verloor.
Yes, and looks very well. Maar gesig is nog steeds so lank.
Ja, kyk, kom en kan jy nie uit diet. Sê, ek met 'n roggel laggie.
Kan nie kom en uit diet nie, dis die quote vir die dag.
Ja.
Kan nie kom en uit diet nie.
So, but then Honey Boo Boo is still this precocious little fucked up child.
Well, how old is she now?
She is now an age where she will be picked upon, she will be bullied, she will not find her... self-confidence because she had confidence because she was on a TV show and now that TV show is not there and she feels cuck. So what they did is they made a song for her that she must sing. Moving up.
To revitalize her career.
I think in a way, but it's a cuck song. Oh, shit.
And say song.
There's no say what must sing. Poor thing.
On a wood chicken.
Jump, rapping, playing cars, and when I'm riding my bike.
Honey Boo Boo, where you going?
I love my mama too.
Don't forget your sister Pumpkin too.
Had to make some music, so we came up with this little tune. Moving on up. Everybody, join our party.
Do the Honey Boo Boo Bop.
Cruising on by, celebrating, jumping, hey, and
do the Honey Boo Boo Bop. Honey Boo Boo Bop, do the Honey Boo Boo Bop. Honey boo boo bop, do the honey boo boo bop.
Got a new place to hang and doing my lot of things when I'm down in town. said we're moving on up, moving on up. I'm the princess of this castle.
Mama June, the queen of the house.
Went from something to nothing. I holler and scream and shout.
So don't worry if you just listen to this all of a sudden, you think you're in the wrong place. No, it is not Mental Asylum. This is Honey Boo Boo. And they're trying to make money off her. For this cock song.
Do the honey boo bop.
What's your verdict, Hannes?
Yo, ek het vir 'n oomblik gedagte is weer die antwoord.
In
dat het Jolandi Visser is. Jy sien, dis horrible. Ek sien toe nou, sy is nou al 12 jaar oud, die arme kind.
Yeah, that's not a good age to be now. That's not a good age.
As jy weer sien, dan sit die drugs en dan... En dan sit hotelkamers
in obesity, dink ek.
Ja, ja, sy sê.
Because it runs in the family. I don't think that's singing.
No one runs in that family.
That's not singing, she's talking there. She's a child rapping or something.
No, but it's like she spoke and then they cut it up in the editing to make it fit a rhythm. Wat is antwoord? Jy is reg, Hannes. Sorry, nee, daai song is toe nou al verby. But okay, so that was our update. Now we got our special guest. His name is Damon, and I've just seen him in the sex show. Am I right? Were you in the sex show, Damon?
Yeah, I was.
You were, eh?
Very much so, yeah.
But why were you here in the sex show?
Well, to give some hints and tips on what to
gardening.
Use. How to create a sensual space, how to create a mood, a feel, an ambiance.
Is that what you do? Because I'm jealous. Okay, if I see my guest on another show, I wonder why. That's what you did. Okay, I forgive you. Take a picture with him and us. with him in. Yes. And smile. Okay, but welcome to the show. Here, it's
Thank
nothing
you.
About sensualism.
No, that's good.
It is a bit about gardening.
That's fine.
Because, you know, I had a gardening section on the show a while back. It was a tannie, Afrikaanse tannie. En ek het haar podcasts, so stukkies van gespeel. En dan het sy Afrikaans. Dan het sy gesê, dan vat jy jou roosies en jy snoei hom. En dan wat belangrik is, spuit hom met Excalibellum, wat my product is. En dan spuit jy al daardie goggetjies in hulle kanon in. Nou ja, môre vertel ek vir julle hoe ons eie kunsmatig kan paar. Tot ziens. It was like that. But now I do potter around in my garden.
Okay.
Now it's a difficult time or a strange time for me because it is the summer. You can see is ending, but it's still hot, still raining. But you know there's another season coming up. I've seen most of my flowers disappearing into seeds. Mm. What do we do now with our gardens? Is daar enige iets wat ons kan plant? No, which will grow nicely. What do you suggest one should do if you want to potter on?
Okay, well, it is a very difficult time of year because you're in between the seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're doing annuals and things like that. Your summer annuals are sort of headed out and your winter annuals are headed in.
Kry mens 'n winter annual?
Definitely. Pansies can be used all year round, but very different scenarios depending on what time of year. Primulas, predominantly winter.
Okay, I'm going to listen back to this podcast because I have to go and get these things. What pansies?
And well, primula?
Primula van Rensburg.
Well, I hope you don't plant it.
Yeah.
So, primulas are very good at this time of year, coming into this time of year. You could use a lot of perennials. They tend to go throughout the year. So on the annual front, not too many choices, but
And what about the grass, for instance? Do I still give them fertilizer? Do I leave them to rest? What do I do with my roses? Do I trim them now or should I wait a while?
Well, I think you sort of fertilize throughout the year, in my opinion.
I do, but what about my plants? No, I'm joking. No, I mean, yeah, you know what it will.
Look, you everything has a dormant stage, everything has a growing stage. So during your dormant stage, you're going to treat for your roots, increase your root growth, things like that.
Especially now with the EFF grabbing land, it would be nice to, so to have your roots firmly planted.
Sow your seeds and get your roots in. Yeah, absolutely. When it's in its flowering season, then you fertilize for flowering with 315, things like that. So it's very for me it's very dependent on what stage of the year that plant's in. You've got to let them sort of rest and recoup after flowering in your dormant stages. So that's always a good thing to do. Let it sort of recoup itself and focus more on the root growth and acquiring enough nutrients for when it's flowering. Then it's going to obviously expend a lot of your nutrients on your flower during your flowering phase. And you like to boost for that. So it's dependent on what time of year is what you're going to do. Roses, 19th of July. It's close to the 19th of July, and this came from an 80-year-old gardener. So this is something you don't often find in a book. 19th of July, or as close to that, the weekend is close to the 19th of July, you prune your roses.
Aha.
If it's very, very cold, sort of extend or delay it by a week or two. But that's incredibly good time. By the 5th of October, you're guaranteed to have your first lot of flowers.
So remember that. I'm already starting to look at the rose and then I'm pruning it a bit. And then I go for a walk. But so wait until July until we prune. Because I've now got a second wave of roses coming out.
Yeah, if you do cut regularly through its flowering season, you can extend multiple flowering seasons, yeah.
Damon, do you hear that I'm playing nice classical music?
Very.
It's nice for gardening, I thought.
This is the most sophisticated we've ever been.
Ever. Ever been.
Van die antwoord na sophistication.
Can you believe it, eh? And I don't know who this is. But
this is a versatile show.
It's very. So is there anything that one can look at in terms of, I see in some shops you got like water fountains, a little bit of a rocky thingy there and a rocky thingy there. What kind of a feature do you like for a garden?
Well, I think you get a multitude of features from artworks. You know, the garden's basically an extension of your home. So putting it's like hanging a picture that you like on the wall. So depending on what you like is depending on what you're going to put in the garden. Some people put pots, some people put water features. I always like a water feature. You've got that water sound which always has a relaxing, calming sort of ambiance to it. You've got statues, you've got bird baths, which increases your bird life and things like that. You know, I tend to feel a lot of people miss the essence of life, which is actually just sitting down for 5-10 minutes and watching a bird a meter away from you sort of peck into the soil and fly off with something to eat. So, you know, all these elements sort of create an extension of your personality really into the garden.
Is there, however, like in the world of kind of gardening, like certain trends, like this year, this type of water feature is really hot and on vogue? You know, is there kind of, does it annually kind of, you know, you see trends kind of happening and people then flocking to come say, yo, we want this particular kind of thing?
Definitely. Look, I mean, it also depends on the style of your house. Those who go modern are obviously going to go for a very contemporary water feature or sculpture, whereas those who have more your what I call your tiny tain, your hundreds of blomikis, one of each.
That's me, I'm tiny tain. Don't tiny tain me.
I'll try not to in future. But those are the kind of guys who are going to go for the more relaxed features in their garden. You know, it's very dependent on your space, what you plant, how you plant. Contemporaries, mass plantings where your tiny tains, in inverted commas, are very much more one of everything. So, you know, you could literally put anything in there and it will work.
Yeah.
I like the idea that the garden is an extension of yourself and your aesthetic belief systems. You know, it's a part of you. You can't really go wrong. You know...
Yeah.
as long as you look after the plants correctly.
I think so. It's very much, you know, some people like mosaic, shiny mosaic pots, and other people like the matte black. You know, it's so much of a personal thing. You know, smells come into play. Your lavenders, your camellias, your French ponies, all those sort of things. I mean, there's a multitude of things that really spark the senses. We were just talking about that earlier in the sex show. There are so many things that accommodate just about anybody's taste, anybody's preference. The opportunities are actually endless.
So Damon Johnson is actually the plant manager of Lifestyle Home Garden. And we were, Johannes, you were there.
Yes,
with me,
yes.
Remember? And they've got, we were walking up and down there, the alleys, the aisles.
It's like a city.
Yeah,
it's like a city of stuff. Yeah, that's wonderful. But now, slowly, for the Tani here with a pen in her hand, what kind of plants must I look out for now that will give me joy and color in the winter time?
Okay, annuals are always big showy plants.
I don't know what an annual is. It sounds like a sex thing. What's an annual?
An annual is basically something that will last, it's seasonal. So it will last literally 6 months. You go winter annuals and summer annuals.
Okay, a winter annual. I'm writing this down, people.
Winter annual, yeah.
How do you spell that annual?
A-N-N-U-A-L.
Yeah. Don't you spell your way.
I'd forgotten how to spell it.
A-N-N-U-A-L.
This is Jaarliks.
Okay.
Jaarliks, Kevin.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, but good question, by the way.
But what winter annuals have got color?
Well, you've got your primulas. Those are very, very good for mass plantings. They're going to give you a huge show. You've got sort of dark pinks, light pinks, purples, whites. They really predominant in a winter annual garden. You
know. How big do they grow?
Approximately about 300, so about 30 centimeters tall.
Can I ask you, if I plant them now, do they then disappear forever after winter?
They do self-seed to a certain degree, but they won't. Okay. They will self-seed less and less every year. So every year you're going to have slightly less. So you're going to have to add once a year, basically, just to get your full sort of planting.
Tell me if I made a mistake. If I have these very it's like little ants running. Kom ons gaan kry nog kosies vir onself. These marigold ones.
Yeah.
Now you know what I did. They grew and bloomed. And then they made little pots of seeds.
Yeah.
Then I took those seeds and I planted them again. So they're coming up again now. Was that a mistake?
No, absolutely spot on.
Good.
You basically take those seed pods, dry them out. Once they're ready, chuck them in the ground, turn the ground over, chuck them in the ground, cover ever so slightly and... Next season, you got marigolds again, yeah?
Yay! You see, I was wrong. I felt instinctively I had to do that. what kind of plants do I have to get, or shrubs or whatever, for birds? Because I got lots of birds, and I got my bird feeder. Some of the birds disappear. Then I think I've poisoned them, but they come back the next year, which I'm very glad to say. But is there any specific thing, or a plant is a plant?
Well, I think from a wildlife perspective, going indigenous is a huge thing, because obviously that caters for our natural wildlife.
Yeah.
If you want to get more specific than that, you can go endemic. So it's predominantly what grows in your specific area, and there's a lot of research to be done on that. And that will very much cater for the wildlife in your specific area as such.
But I don't want snakes. How do I get them out? Any bush or something I can plant?
A lot of your estates are tending to use your wild garlics as a snake deterrent, which is your tolbachias. Actually very good. Profuse flowers for between 6 and 9 months of the year. predominantly
this in, garlic thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
In look, I mean, if you want to chase some guests away as well, you just send them to the garlic garden. You know, that'll clear out a home in a hurry. You know.
Yeah, yeah. You want to come home with me for coffee? Yeah, sure. Just take a run through the good wild garlic garden.
Don't worry, there's no snakes.
Yeah. I don't care. It stinks. So wild garden. I'm gonna plant it at the back, especially, but there's where the snakes come from, the back where I didn't actually look and where I'm never physically, but they creep through there, the bastards.
Well, they don't stay in one place, that's for sure. So
okay, so I'll have the wild garlic. Is a good it's a good one. Anything
because it's
else?
Still important, you know, with snakes and stuff, to be humane about it. I mean, you don't...
No, I'm not humane. Look, I love animals, but I hate snakes. But even yesterday, Hannes, there was a little slug on my wall. One of those gross big slugs without a
shell. Sonera dopey.
And I felt for the fucking thing. And I took it off very carefully off my wall, and I gingerly put it down a few kilometers from my house. But a snake, yeah, I know snakes have to play their role, but they must just, why can't they sense that they mustn't attack anyone? Because if I knew the snake was there, and if I could let him know he mustn't attack me, then he can go. He can go past me. Just let me sit there on my stoop.
Yeah. I suppose you could always put do not bite signs all over the garden.
I can. But this other stuff I've seen, I've heard, it is shit, but you can tell me if it's not, where you actually got bottled stuff that says anti-snake.
You probably do get things like that, but everything just generally is derived from a plant.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You know, if you get the right plant, that could work as a deterrent as well. But it's not guaranteed to work as a deterrent. No. You know, if a snake wants to come into your place, it's going to come into your place because it's colder outside than it is inside.
Shit, I must close my door immediately. The thing is, I just realized that I can't say anti-snake stuff don't work because you fucking sell them. So, I mean, don't buy them. But because I'm going to go for the wild garlic.
That's yeah, I think the wild garlic, depending on what wildlife issues you're having, is depending on what you can plant.
Does it smell of garlic? Because I like garlic.
Yeah, it does.
I love
but it's not an edible. It's not like an edible garlic.
So it's just, I'll have no vampires and no snakes. That's all I need.
Yeah, I think that'll cover you on that.
Now, I want to speak to you, Damon. Again, in a couple of weeks when we are heading into winter, I am now going to go off merrily with my Rooikopie monkey looking for annuals. And what I've written here is
Primula.
Accent of the E, Casper. Primulas.
Yeah.
And it's white and lily and like that. Seeds. Why did I write seeds? Oh, because these winter annuals do seed themselves. Yeah. Okay.
And then also your marigolds. You could also do pansies as well. Pansies
I love
violets.
My pansies.
Yeah, gesiggies. Definitely.
Okay, gesiggies. Is hulle daai pers en rooi en...
Sure, you get a huge variety.
And they
do
bloom in winter?
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic.
In winter, sunny position. Okay. In summer, shady position, yeah.
Oh, that's strange. Shame. Okay, so in winter, sunny. Because I've got, like, on my garden fence, I've got, like, little flower pots.
Okay, yeah.
But built in. I can't say it properly now. And then I can plant it there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
They look nice.
I think they're extremely showy. So yeah, if you want to make a big impact quite quickly, pansies are brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
One more comment from you for now.
Sure.
If you like, I don't want to say I'm white trash, but I don't. But if you haven't got a lot of budget, what is the best for the most flowery, colory thing like the marigolds, eh?
Yeah, marigolds are great pest deterrents, especially if you've got veggies and herbs and veggies.
Oh.
They're brilliant. But look, at winter time, your pests and diseases are far less than in your peak seasons, like your summers and your springs and that. So that's why marigolds generally aren't around in a winter situation. Anything that self-seeds, brilliant. Perennials, brilliant, because they will give you longevity. So you'll get 4 to 5 years out of your perennials and things like that.
Okay, well, that gave me a lot of motivation. And I will see you at the Lifestyle Center, where I will get my perennials.
And your annuals.
And my annual. Can I have one annual, please? Damon said I must get my annual. Yeah. No, annual. I will. Thank you for coming in. And we will see each other very soon again.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Damon. And what do you think, Anas? Are you a gardener?
A little bit. But I usually just do what my wife tells me to do.
Oh.
Because she's big into gardening. But all the more and more, she's really into succulents.
What does that mean? Is that just sexual
fat blankies?
Yeah. Oh, ek jy 'n vet blankie,
Anas? So ons baie vet blankies en Anas, my skoonma daar is, ek het 'n baie vet blankie.
Ja?
En hy het nie baie water nodig nie. Dan Jesus tannie Des invaar nie, dan reduce hy daai hele tuin. So ek gaan maar net, wat moet ek uithaal, wat moet ek insit, jy weet. I just do the...
Oh, yeah, jy is 'n getroude man.
More than what I know. They know a lot. I just... Listen.
If you know, do you know Muse, Gavin, the pop group?
No.
So you don't know Star Wars.
Plant.
You don't know Muse. You don't know anything.
I don't know Michael and Sturrock. I do know them, but I'm not a fan. I do know Star Wars, but I'm not a fan.
Shame on you.
Muse, I don't know at all. At
honest, Muse, you like?
Yeah, I like them very.
You know they got
Matt
a new song.
Matt Bellamy is the lead singer, isn't it?
Thought Contagion. Contagion. Thought Contagion. What do you think that means? That means
keeping your thoughts in.
Yeah, I think so. So that is their new song, which we're going to listen to. Are you excited?
Very.
So am I. Ooh, it starts well. Muse, do it, Muse.
banner.
Well, it's not Bernard and Casper, it's Gammon and Casper that's going to skier and skinner now. And we're being joined by our two special guests for the second half of the show. Wessel Woodendal.
Hello.
And Raymond Truman.
Hello.
Hello, Yella.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, Gammon, you don't even know why they're here, hey?
I've got no idea.
Because you're going to be a judge with them. And we're going to judge some stuff.
Oh, wow.
Later, and I'll tell you what it is.
Uh-oh.
But not right now. Right now, I think you must tell us the gay news that is keeping the world busy at the moment.
Van planten na gay news.
Asseblief.
Ek wil net 'n slukkie van my water neem.
O, onmiddellik. Oh, wat ek ook sommer vat.
En dan, en ek sal die koue in hierdie ateljee sal ek trotseer.
What's a cold? You're fucking sick, man.
I am like, I don't know what is wrong with me, but I'm getting cold. No. I'm getting extremely cold.
It's nice and cozy and warm.
Ek is net comfortable.
Net so koud soos Elton John was met die arme Ellen DeGeneres.
Ach, nee.
Dit is die nuus. That's the gay news, yes. That had me like all like...
But it is something he said a while back that she now...
Wat sy nou uitgekom het mee, in die week. Okay, so sy het in 'n onderhoud op Dax Shepard's show, op sy podcast gesê, Elton John slammed her when she came out in 1997, out of the closet, want hy, now remember, she was on a show, so she, like, her ratings went down,
ja, remember.
Jobs het nie meer ingekom nie, ja, en jy weet, sy het geleen op Oprah en op ander mense vir ondersteuning, maar dit het nie eindelijk gehelp nie. Well, Sir Elton John's response at that time in 1997, he said, closet.com, oh, shut up already. We know you're gay. Be funny. And that's she it. Did she, yeah, did it was her commentaar, and she like took so much of offense to it that it had amper in a depressie ingestuur.
Yeah.
But you know what? But I don't like, Elton is Elton. Elton is a diva.
Hy is Noors.
He is, yes, but that is him. That is not all of a sudden like, I mean, as Elton all of a sudden nice and coochie-coochies, that's not the character that I want. So ek wonder of Ellen is so klein en bietjie sensitief as daaroor, but that's just my little
okay. Opinion. But remember, he's always Noors. He said once when Madonna won for best live act, he said, oh please, Madonna, live act, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, so maybe he should not say things.
Exactly. And hey, and sorry, and I know the protection officer that looked after him when he was in Cape Town. And onthou die drama daarso met die op en af, as hy nie van 'n ding hou nie, the distance between the venue where he hosted his event and the hotel was like, it was almost like 40 minutes. It's like soos die stad in Somerset West or something.
Oh. Yeah.
And he was just like the show was about to start and he's like, I'm not doing the show if this, it was iets met the outfit te doen. If this outfit is not here, go and get it. They had to leave and go and get the thing at the hotel and then come back.
Yeah.
Show was delayed. What were you saying?
Yeah, hy het 'n reputation om mean te wees met mense.
As
hulle nie saam met hom gewerk het nie, dan dis hy almal.
Yeah, exactly. So, and done in other news, and that is that Anderson Cooper.
Oh.
Anderson Cooper is now available.
Really?
Yes. Okay. He broke up with his boyfriend after being together for 9 years.
Oh, wow. What was the problem?
Well, that is the thing. They are not saying, like, why they broke up. But obviously, you can't get
it. Too slim.
That's
Picky too slim. This
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
But he, and he's 50 years old, he looks very good for 50.
He does.
I'm sorry.
I saw him on a beach
live
the other day with no shirt on. He's really cute.
Yes. But now, die gissings is dat hy het te min tyd by die huis gespandeer met Benjamin.
Of course.
That is like the rumors. By boring. There's no like apparently like no third party rumors yet. Maar dit is die rumor wat nou die rond te doen.
But darling, if you're gonna be the boyfriend of Anderson Cooper, you have to realize that all the attention will go to Anderson.
Exactly. And it comes at a very high price.
Yeah. Jy moet maar net saam met papa gaan en glimlag. But if you're gonna get jealous of that, it's not gonna last.
Maar nou sê die ek het gelees dat hulle sê they were preempting like the breakup, like hulle het beplan. Oh. And as a final holiday, they went to Venice. I'm like, oh my God. As ex so nice. As ek moet jou opbreek, goodbye.
They want to see you.
Das deur gaan.
I said they went like, darling, I'm not going to see you tomorrow
Dis
anymore.
Dis 'n afskeid.
Ja.
Dit is nou 'n lekker afskeid.
Oh my goodness.
Mm. I love that.
Okay. And done. So, here's the other weird, and this involves pictures of penises.
Oh, ooh, my God.
Of not penises, of a penis.
Oh, I'm gagging
ooh,
already.
Ooh. So, his name is Cross Coburn. So, he is like unbekend for ons, right? But he is now a raadslid in Texas, in the plaaslike regering, right? So, he's a raadslid. He's 19 jaar oud.
Shut the fuck up.
I promise
Ando.
You. And then, so, hey, so now you know, obviously, the Rimoffies. Yeah. So, hy was on piraatsheid and whatever. And two, there was two TV stations and two newspapers in Texas. Het a koffert gekry. And to the producers and the news editors die koffert oopmaak and to stand out, is this the way a council member should behave?
Member.
And what was in it?
Ach, a member. Ja?
And what was in it?
Was a member.
A member. A proper member. Oh. Ek probeer search for a member, maar ek kan dit nie member kry nie. Voet, nee, nie ter naslang werk vir gay news.
Naslang werk.
Yes. I was sitting last night next to my husband, gay news, gay searching, you know, without feeling bad. But anyway, because Casper said so. And pictures of him and a printed correspondence between him and people on Grindr. And that's what it's about. So people saw him and hulle gaan print goeders en nasty die gays.
Ooh, hulle kan wees.
Mens moet nie foto stuur nie, mens moet nie foto stuur nie.
Mens moet nie foto stuur. So is it what did he lose his job?
Yeah.
Onthou nou, this hot of the press.
So we don't know.
We don't know yet. This is
but
like
he's most probably
this is this week. Yeah,
because it's
probably.
America. South Africa, it wouldn't have made any difference.
Yeah.
Because here, well, up to onlangs, you know, you
yes,
could do
exactly.
anything and you keep your position. But maybe he lost his position and he should go into the missionary.
Exactly. It was because of that position that he got himself in the situation.
Oh, my.
I think.
Goodness.
So now, so my son how cute. And keeping on the trend of cuteness, so the actor Nick Robinson from Love, Simon.
Oh, yeah, Love, Simon is a new movie.
Yeah, the gay movie. But I know Susan and Nicholas at this. Yes, he's very cute. But so is his brother. The
I've never seen his brother.
Exactly. Die broer het nou onlangs uitgekom met
met die release van die movie.
Yes. Ja. So, en hy het vir Ellen gesê, so to vry Ellen vir hom, so... Are you gay? I say, nee, hy is nie gay nie.
Simon.
Nick
wat gay is. Toe lieg hy vir Ellen.
Nee.
Die actor is straight.
Oh.
Maar hy het vir Ellen, toe sê vir Ellen, sy broer is gay.
Oh.
En die broer is so 'n jonger weergawe van hom.
Oh.
Die broer is cute. En hulle 7 kinders, but that's besides the point. What Ellen was...
Catholics.
Ellen was net baie meer... She asked like the question, so was it coincidental? Kom het jou broer uitgekom to die movie uit, to jy die movie begin maak?
Ach, it's marketing, Ellen.
exactly. But he said that there's no coincidence whatsoever.
No.
It just like, it brought him and his brother closer together, en het om die movie laat makkeliker die rol laat aanvaar.
Yeah, maybe, eh? So, well, kudos to them. And you know what I read this morning about gay? Is that guy from One Direction, Harry Styles.
Yeah.
He's now got a song out called Medicine, in which he confesses that he's bisexual.
Yeah. I saw the lyrics.
It's a
the lyrics
song.
Is bio. I haven't heard the song, but I saw the lyrics. The lyrics is very like suggestive.
Yeah.
Because it's like the lyrics are basically saying like boys
I play with boys.
Yes.
And I play with girls. Yeah.
Yes. And ek mind nie. Like ek gee nie om nie.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it.
He has always been very gay friendly. Like speaking out during his concerts and things.
En nou sê mense hy gaan dalk nou 'n announcement maak dat hy bisexual is.
Okay.
Well, bisexual is ook fine.
exactly.
Oh my god.
And then om my after einde.
Oh, vertel vir my alles.
It is about, we're going back to sex.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. What else is there?
So no shame. So Ryan Thomas is a
Murphy.
Yes. Well, he's an Australian actor, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So
right. Is he nice? But where is he in?
He's he was nice, but he had a motorcycle accident with lots of scars, and now he's even more nicer. He looks
sexy with
hot.
Scars.
In, like, Twitter.
50 Shades of Red.
Proper. Okay. Right? So, hey, like, the Australians is mal, gaan mal aan nou, because this week he appeared.
Yes.
On in a gay sort of actually this is a gay sex scene, but he was on Neighbours. He was on Neighbours nogal. Like, have you actually ever? They were leading on to like dit gaan nou wild wees. Like we're gonna like he's gonna hammer into this guy.
Mm.
Maar but baie skoon. But you could see like hulle sê die scars. Ek het van die scars van die foto's gesien van hom en die scars. Dit like absolutely like it maak die mense. Hy like even more hot. Hy like baie hot. En hy basically die sy fans praise hom nou om dit te sê, motorcycle accident. En nou dit, jy weet, it is like you gave us a stunning show.
From Neighbours to Neighbours. Oh my God, love
exactly.
It. Okay, and so that's a very family-friendly soap.
Exactly. Yes. Oh, that was seen here in South Africa, so that for me is weird. But
Australia woke up, I think.
Yeah, but I think, yeah, Australia het nou weer opgeding, want hulle het weer proper wakker geskrik, want hulle, jy kan nou oorals in Australia, kan gay couples nou adopt. How amazing. And it is weird for me because there was only in certain regions that you could adopt. Mm. So elke region het sy eie wette gehad. This was in America.
Yeah.
Maar, but now, like, and this is also like news like literally like a day ago. Mm. You can now like adopt anywhere. So
it's amazing.
Mm, it is. It is
good
absolutely
on
stunning.
On you, mate, Australia. We love ya. I have to push you along because we haven't got much time.
I'm done.
Are you done? It was very interesting.
Thank you. I tried.
Oh, it was nice. So let me just refresh your memory. Our special guest, Wessel Oordendaal, you would know, he's the MD, which is not medical doctor, but musical director.
Yeah.
Of a lot of shows we've seen and talked about, like Hedwig and the Angry Inch, Rock of Ages.
Mm.
I'm trying to think if you were there, Gavin.
But at Rock of Ages?
No. Have you been to Hedwig yet?
Mm-mm.
You Gavin must go to Hedwig. You're very good musical.
Is it?
Yes, it is very good. About the East German with the Schmanz.
Ah.
Yeah.
Is it? Wow. Yeah. And I'm like German.
And Wessel is on stage, live.
Live.
Oh, wow.
On a podium.
Wow.
Yes, a beautiful podium. Wessel and then Raymond Truman, I've also invited, friend of the show, knows a lot about music, been to a lot of shows in his life, met a lot of people.
Yes.
And now I got you three here together because you're going to help me judge the Eurovision Song Contest entries for 2018.
Ooh.
So, there's 43, too many. So I brought a couple of songs which I think could make it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I could be wrong.
Yes.
As we know with Eurovision, it's sometimes
unpredictable.
Unpredictable. Mm. It is about the song which we are going to do today, us three. We're going to listen to the song. We won't know who they are, what they look like. Then it is about what they look like, which on the night will play a role.
Mm.
Especially if they can sing. Because sometimes they can't sing live on the show and then they really lose votes. And the third thing is the gimmick, which every song has. Somewhere, somehow, someone must have a gimmick in the show. Whether it is that you have someone falling from the sky at the end of the show, or you are doing the whole show nude, or a whole song nude, or whatever. So that's the gimmick. So it's a three-pronged process. We're only going to probe the one, which is the musicality of the song. The song must be 3 minutes long. It must be a song that is easy on the ear. I mean, Bohemian Rhapsody wouldn't work because you had to listen to that 9 times to actually get to know the song. So this one must be immediately. Mm. And you must want to see it again or listen to it again. Mm. Okay, so to help you be very objective, I have not got the titles of all the countries here. I just got them as A, B, C, or D.
Okay.
So you're going to listen, and I'm going to give each of you a piece of paper.
this, that. And this.
It's only a pin.
Yours. I've got a. He's got a pin.
A buck one.
What is that thing there? It's a fucking pin.
What did you say now?
Okay.
Here you are, Gav. Here's your piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
So now you write. As we go, you write A and you give it a mark.
Out of 10.
Out of 10. We won't be able to have. But okay. Wij zullen niet eerst tijd hebben om alles te luisteren. We'll just do the verse, chorus and stop.
Fabulous.
And then, at the end, when I've played all the songs that I've selected, you can say, can I listen to B again? We can play it again. Okay?
And
are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so the Eurovision...
And we give it a mark out of?
10.
Oh. Eurovision Song Contest starts in May. It's over 3 nights. Semi-final, and final in Lisbon, Portugal. The country that wins is the country that presents the... festival. So this year Portugal will present it. I must say there's a lot of countries of people who do like the Portuguese entry for this year as well. I don't. So I don't have it here.
Okay.
I'm a bit, you know, that way I made it my personal taste as well. But I won't interfere with the voting. You're going to vote. I'm not going to vote. Okay, are you ready for number A? Here we go. Song number A.
Why do we always feel like we need to try? Why do we believe that we need to be somebody else to feel alive? Why do we keep making the same mistakes? And believing that it won't make a difference if we try to break away. I know what you must be thinking. But we are powerless to change things. But don't give up.
So there's the essence of the song. I suppose they will have a bridge as well, but we can't wait for the bridge. It's a bridge too far. What first thoughts? Anyone? You don't have to, but have you got any thoughts about this?
I think the voice was good, but it's a little bit safe, I think.
Okay, but isn't Eurovision safe?
It's not. I don't find it very unique. It's not. Okay. Yeah, but it's catchy.
It is.
But it sounds like something anyone else could have
and
done
I mean,
as well.
It sounds like almost like an anthem, so people will be able to sing along.
But that's the idea as well. I mean, I must come up here
for the
composers. They want something that is like an anthem.
Yeah. But I'm thinking if you can sing along to it, then you probably will get votes because people will like it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you who this is later. Here we go. With the second one, number B.
Love is like a black hole. Everything is dark. You just gotta let go and feel it. We fell off the deep end just to get a rush. You know that it's right when you feel it. What is life if it's just a feeling? Only a confusion
if it burns.
vipers to feel it, feel it, feel it.
And to confuse you more, of course, that most countries now sing in English. So you wouldn't know whether this is Uzbekistan or not. One or two, like France, they always fucking sing in French. And one or two in their own country, but language. But this is English. It's called Bones. Any thoughts?
Yeah. Not a one that's going to grow on me.
Yeah, it's a little bit boring.
I'm kind of thinking, how do you the previous song I can imagine is much more, could be visibly a bit more exciting. There's you can immediately imagine something happening interesting on stage or fireworks and things. I can't quite imagine what this would seem
it's
like on.
It would be slow.
Yes.
It would be
exactly the opposite. Like with this, like this for me is it's a crappy song. Like it's not growing on me. But in terms of a show, I see more this as a show potential. Like give me like a stage performance as opposed to the previous one. But the previous one is still my favorite.
Okay.
It can be very dramatic. On a stage.
This can be dramatic.
With lights and stuff.
But all I want to say is don't throw away the potential of something growing on you, Gavin. Because this, I have listened now for more than once, and this song specifically, of course, because I had to prepare all these songs. And now that I heard it, now I quite liked it. I just want to say that. Okay. Here we go. Number C.
Into my eyes, yeah, the eyes of a lioness. Feel the power, they align. A little look, a little touch. You know the power of silence. Yeah, keep it up, keep it up. I was looking for some high, high highs, yeah. Till I got it, does it you? You got me pelican, fly, 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 yeah. Taking me higher.
There is a bit of a giveaway in the rhythm, you know, because some countries have got a certain...
Like Middle Eastern countries.
Yeah. I call it dance with it.
Remember this is Eurovision, eh? It's Europe, but still within Europe, that mysterious, that kind of thing.
So I must say, this one sounds, the instrumentation sounds a bit more interesting. Okay. Like the textures that they use is a little bit more exciting. Whereas, I think it's interesting to the ear.
Okay. Okay, well, here we go with number D then. If I'm right, if that was C.
Yes.
Here we go with D.
Drama.
Groot
in the main, bound for a distant shore. A world for the taking, men gone forevermore, boarding and setting sail, yet victory won't prevail. Oh, freeze the air, oh, in the air, make your mark and leave it hanging there. Be the first to turn around, take the leap and land on higher ground. Call it surrender, still won't feel like a feat. Men laying down dead, of their own accord. Oh, 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 freeze the arrow in the air. Make your mark and leave it hanging there.
it's unfortunate that they say make your mark and leave it hanging there. But that's European English for you. Yeah. What do you think? This is also quite an anthemy thing.
Mm. Yeah, it's positive and a little bit uplifting, yeah. The lyrics.
And rowdy. Yeah, doom, doo, doo, doom,
yeah
doom.
I can imagine a Viking,
yeah, yes. Land, like a
walking.
Ship.
Yeah. Yes. A ship coming. Yes. Or something, you know, it's quite, yeah, it sounds like they're going to war.
I thought Michael Jackson vibes. Met hy, as hy daai spesiale pakke van hom so aantrek wat hom soos 'n soldaat lyk,
like, ja,
amper moonwalker.
Yeah.
I quite like that one.
Yeah. I did too.
Well, Vessel, you said Viking, you're very close. it's somewhere in Scandinavia. Ooh, the entry. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, modulasi.
Even hanging there. Okay, we're going over now to a number E. E, and here it is, folks. As we know, in Eurovision, you always got this kind of song happening from some country.
Yeah.
Some operatic thing. And sometimes it's done very well. Mm. This is a country that did not do well last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they just try something completely different now. It's quite pleasant, the song.
Yeah.
Very...
Is
it 12... Thomas said noom. It's a teary,
it's a soaring melody.
Soaring.
I think they did well. They did very well with the song.
Ooh, that was a killer register.
I can tell you that I've seen the gimmick for the show, and that is the lady is in a dress that projects images.
Okay.
What did you think of the song?
I think it's actually, I like it. It's you can listen to it. You don't have to understand the words.
Exactly.
And yeah, because I don't know what the fuck she's saying, but it's nice. Okay. That was that country, which we will come to now. We'll name the countries. But now we got our next country for the Eurovision Song Contest.
We were drifting like two icebergs out on the ocean. I was doing all I could to keep you close. There were troubles in the water, you swore it was nothing. You said that we would always stay afloat. Why would true love look me in the eye and lie? I thought we'd be together till we die. I'll forever wonder why. I thought we'd be together till we die. I'll forever wonder why. Why have you been coming home so late in the evening? Is there someone else that I should know about? There's a smile on your face that I have
can see since we started going out. How could you love? Look me in the eye and lie. I thought we'd be together till we die. I'll forever wonder
why. I speak Yalu, I see you smiling differently.
Mm.
And what's happening?
No, I was just mesmerized by the voice.
The words.
Yeah.
My heart.
What is also interesting, the gimmick in this song now, I don't know whether they're going to take it to the stage, but the music video is about two gay men. So if that is going to be the gimmick on stage, it will also help them. Definitely. It will not give them votes from Russia. Definitely not. They're also in the competition. I don't even have Russia's song here. It's so cuck. But but some people love that song. Yeah.
Maar ek hou van die feit dat dit nie noodwendig soos a happy theme is nie. You know, it's quite nice to have something that people can actually think about a little bit more rather than just go woohoo.
Yeah.
What I like about this is also the fact that the words come out when you just listen. We don't see you. You also hear nice words. So yeah, that is that. And now we are going to listen, God willing,
to G.
People, are you with me? Here
G
we
is
go.
For Gavin.
G for Gavin.
Ouch. La. Ouch. La.
Ouch. 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 La. Ouch. Ouch. La. Ouch. Ouch. La.
Look at me, I'm a beautiful creature. I don't care about your modern time preacher. Welcome, boys, too much noise, I will teach ya. Pum pum pow, pum pum pow. Hey, I think you forgot that I play. My teddy bear's running away. The Barbie got something to say. Hey, 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 hey. My summer says, leave me alone. I'm taking my Pikachu home. You're stupid, just like you're smart. Don't you ever forget, you're divine and he's about to regret. He's a buck up, 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 I'm not your buck up, buck up, buck up, buck up, buck up, I'm not your toy.
The test for this song, of course, is if they can recreate this on stage.
Rhythmical, it's
well
very,
produced,
very good.
Rhythmically. Eurovision, you're allowed to use backtracks, except your live vocal has to be live. So that, I mean, they can build everything in already. But it is definitely unusual.
I
had no idea what it was about.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you know what it's about still?
No.
Oh. She says, I'm not your toy. Okay, there she goes. And now we are... Look, there's 42 songs. I brought about 12. I don't know where we are now. What's the number?
H.
Dat is het bij H.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Zo, je moet een nummer 8 spelen.
Nummer 8 is H.
Ja, H.
Let's have a listen naar H.
El Cairo no lo
sanno che ore sono adesso. Il sole sulla Rambla oggi non è lo stesso. In Francia c'è un concerto, la gente si diverte. Qualcuno canta forte, qualcuno grida a morte. A Londra piove sempre ma oggi non fa male. Il cielo non fa sconti, neanche un funerale. A Nizza il mare rosso di fuochi e di vergogna, di gente sull'asfalto e sangue nella fogna.
E questo corpo enorme che noi chiamiamo terra, ferito nei suoi organi dall'Asia all'Inghilterra. Galassie di persone disperse nello spazio, ma quello più importante è lo spazio di un abbraccio. Di madri senza figli, di figli senza padri, di volti illuminati come muri senza quadri. Minuti di silenzio spezzati da una voce: non mi avete fatto niente.
Non mi avete fatto niente. Non mi avete tolto niente. Questa è la mia vita che va avanti, oltre tutto, oltre la gente. Non mi avete fatto niente. Non avete avuto niente. Perché tutto va oltre le vostre inutili guerre.
C'è chi si fa la croce, chi prega sui tappeti, le chiese e le moschee, l'imam e tutti i preti, ingressi separati della stessa casa, miliardi di persone che sperano in qualcosa.
Braccia senza mani, facce senza nomi, scambiamoci la pelle, in fondo siamo umani, perché la nostra vita non è un punto di vista e non esiste bomba pacifista.
Non mi avete fatto niente, non mi avete tolto niente. La mia vita che va avanti, oltre tutto, oltre la gente. Non mi avete fatto niente, non avete avuto niente. Perché tutto.
Okay, this is obviously not English.
No, niente.
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 And this country sometimes do not participate in the Eurovision Song Contest, and this year they do. Mm. We bow to them and say thank you, oh great country.
Lovely.
Lovely for coming in and blessing us with your musical talent. Okay, and we're going to go to I now. I is an island where they shoot a lot of Game of Thrones, and they also have this song, which I will play.
In the silence you'll find gold, where you feel warmth and feel so cold. Can't get no sleep, I'm up till dawn. These demons have broken my soul. And I know, and I know, and I know that you see my life in foreign eyes. And I know, and I know, and I know that you hear my cry. Tears are no lie. Let our guards down, it's time to break the taboo before you.
This country has never won the Eurovision Song Contest. They've been damn close, but they've never won it. And this one, I think, will be a nice dance number for stage.
Mm, yeah, it's got
very
a nice,
catchy.
Yeah, and it's got a nice build-up to the chorus.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what the gimmick is here yet. Mm. I don't know what they're going to do. I think it's a group that entered with their song, so going to be more than one person on stage.
Okay. Mm. So they might do like a choreography.
They might, yeah.
Are there lots of animals in that country?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I think all criminals are that all criminals.
And I think there are criminals.
A lot of criminals. Yeah. Why? Why do you see? Why do you ask?
He sees choreography. Listen, I've forgotten to tell you, you there on Mars. If you want to tell me what song you like, remember you can WhatsApp 079-748-2090. What's it again in Afrikaans, Gavin?
079-748-2090.
So as jylle van 'n song hou en jylle luister saam, WhatsApp gou sê vir my wat 'n nommer het is. Ons trek nou al by nommer...
Nommer...
Yeah. Ons is nou nommer...
So we are number 9, we're going to number 10 now.
Ons was nou by animals. Na taboo. Nou, ek verklaar die nou, wees jy vergeet. It's moeilik, ne?
Yeah, but you're right, you're clever, you spot on. Because when you sang it, I heard
you
the
heard
tune
it again.
In my head.
But isn't it? It's difficult to hear such a lot of new material, hey?
Yeah. Wait, so you listen to 43?
I know. Sure, I know. Sure. Mm. But in Europe, I listen over 3 nights. Mm. But, okay, so here we go with the next one. I can't remember which it is, but it's Jay.
Jay.
Nunca llegué a imaginar que viajar a la luna sería real.
Lo pones todo al revés cuando besas mi frente y descubro por qué
ya no puedo inventarlo.
Siento que bailo por primera vez. Eres el arte que endulza la piel
de mi mente viajera que sigue tus pies.
Siento que bailo por primera vez junto a ti.
It's the kind of song that must grow on you immediately, and it's like I think of the movie The Greatest Showman on Earth. Mm. It's that kind of song where immediately you, it's a major on your ear. Mm. Yeah.
I think it was beautiful. Actually.
I loved it. Italian.
Yeah.
No,
it's not. It's the Italian.
No, but it's also one of those countries who don't want to speak English.
Ah.
Yeah. No, we had Italian already.
We should have played a country guessing game while we're doing this.
Yeah, but we can still. Okay, so that was that one. That is quite sweet.
Ek gee my top, man. That's lovely.
Yeah, and it's a friendly song. Hey? Okay, this one, on the other hand, I think if I remember correctly, it's called more of a push and a punch.
Oh, okay.
So I couldn't see it. Felt so numb, but now I'm ready to feel it. So tonight I'm making friends with all the creatures that are hiding there under my bed. I ain't gonna hold on to the try and spare me now, but I ain't scared no
So she's not hanging on to monsters anymore. Okay, so I don't know whether they're going to have free monsters on stage.
And
but she's good
at the children's chorus though, after work.
Oh, yeah, the stippies for die kind of a battle in Europa. They can be sick if they want to because they are at well advanced this country. I don't know.
You hear that? Yeah, it's like a children's chorus.
It sounds like children. But it could be just really young girls.
But it makes sense for monsters. We are all children are scared of monsters.
Yeah,
under
exactly.
The
monsters under the bed.
Okay, now from one monster to another one. Okay. If I remember, quite a good-looking monster for the next country.
Lord, I'm gonna get so hot tonight. Gonna let the floodgates open wide. I'm in open water. This is what I need. Don't try to get you off of my mind. And I get no sleep. I'm in too deep. Can't let you leave. It wouldn't be right letting you go. I can hold on to. So am I wrong, giving my all, making you stay tonight? Ain't nobody but you. I can hold on to. Hey, Lord, I'm gonna bring you back tonight. Oh, you're running circles around my mind. After your words have been my Bible, how could I search for someone new? While I really want you by my side. And I get no sleep. I'm in too deep to let you leave. Wouldn't be right letting you go.
There's a guy called Jerry Rafferty who's dead now. He could have sung this song. It sounds very much like him.
Is it? But you say the old skewed.
No.
The singer here
I can't remember. Oh. No. But I like the song very much.
I like
it
too.
I'm just saying that Jerry Rafferty would have sung that as well.
I love the gospel chorus sound.
Yeah, they go big at the back. It's also like influence of the new times. Yeah.
Okay.
Is it amper soos Jennifer Hudson's song... But nie die persoon, die partner wil het gaan nie. Like, I don't want to let you go. I'm in too deep. I don't want to let you go.
Maybe.
Because that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. I think this guy can deliver on the night because it's well produced. Okay, we're nearly there, people. We're nearly there. Two more to go. Here we go.
Two more to go.
Okay. Out of
M for Maria.
Sometimes it feels like it's meant to be broken. Sometimes we long for the unspoken. We try to avoid every commotion by showing hardly any emotion. Sometimes it seems we're at the wrong station, looking for a deadly combination. Sometimes it feels like imagination, looking for all these cheap sensations. Hey, don't we go against the tide again?
Okay, this is from a country that's got two official languages, and not one is English. It's that one. And now we're going to play our last one.
Amy Winehouse on Don't Come.
Yeah.
It sounds like it could be Belgian.
But I think immediately like a song where any style, think I can on the James Bond vibe. Mm. Like
the opening theme.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, here's our last one. We've played a lot of songs not. So we haven't... I have excluded United Kingdom. I've excluded Sweden. I've excluded Russia because I don't think they're strong enough. But I can be wrong. But here's our last one that I chose. And you decide. This is now number...
14N.
N.
Me deep inside this love, you make my heart go. When I saw your eyes, boy, you're just like a movie, black and white. You made me go straight out of my mind. I swear that I will remember roses and no reason, no games. Just like Bonnie and Clyde, we walk the road together. No fear, no breaks. You light up my world. No, I need.
So it's
no
time for me to ask you, which songs do you want me to play again a little bit of that you like, the vessel?
So my gunstlinge.
Ja, wat jy dalk net weer wil hoor om seker te maak. I start you.
Axel.
Is dat iemand die wil hoor? Jy hoef nie.
Ek is nogal beslis oor wat ek van gehou het.
En wat is dit?
Miskien, dis een F, vir my gaan het ook, dis een F en G. Maar wat is dit? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, okay, 6, 6
F,
en 7.
Hier is F.
Ja.
Ek het G laag gescoord.
Ek ook.
Oh, that one.
Ja.
And here.
Is ek die enigste boezel wat van omgehou het?
Van wie? Van F?
Van G.
G.
Ja, G kom nog. Hier is F.
Hier is F.
Hier is F. Okay. Why would you
love? Oh, dit is mooi.
Dit is mooi so. Dit is waar jy achterkom, die ouwe is anders.
Ek het die music video gesien. Julle moet dit gaan kyk, dit is beautiful.
En dan...
Dit is misschien waarvan ek om te luister, so ek sal definitief die album
gebeur. Oeh, daar ene. Ja,
hy is goed. Dit is my, baie theatrical, ek weet nie, makkelijk.
Baie goed gedoen.
Wat is dit sê, hoe gaan dit translate live?
Ja. Kevin, is dat twee wat jy wil hoor weer?
You played my song that I liked.
What the
one that I wanted to hear just to justify my mark, and I'm happy. It was F.
Ja. Can't I play you?
Speel my nog in, hè?
Ja.
Nie, nee, jou, nee, ja.
Ja, nee. Ek. Nee, ek sal nou sê. Nee, ek het gedink aan die een vir Gavin Dahl.
Wat die een? Sikke beer. Ek kom my laaste gescoord.
Die een vir Gavin, het ek gedink.
Wat nummer is dit?
Nummer hier.
kan ek jou imagineer.
Het ek 'n hoogpunt vir my gekry.
My tweede hoogsteen was U.
En Raymond, is daar een wat jy wil hoor?
U.
Wat? U.
Maar I.
I.
For Ireland.
Quando besas mi frente.
Oh, dis so mooi vir my.
Dis baie mooi.
Pa-pa-pa-pa-pa. Is
U. Silence, you'll find gold. Where you feel what that feels so cold. Can't get no sleep, I'm up till dawn. These demons have broken my door. And I know, and I know, and I know that you see my life in foreign eyes.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like this song.
This is the enemy. Six and his stones, don't go.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Dit klink van 'n bietjie Lady Gaga influence.
Ja. I've thought so too.
But this is a club song.
Yes.
Okay, so kom ek sê vir julle waarna het julle geluister vinnig.
Please tell us.
Hierso is hulle. En die eerste een was dit.
Why do we believe that we need to be somebody else?
That was Australia. They are allowed to perform at the Eurovision Song Contest because of some clause. So Australia, even though not part of Europe, is part of Eurovision. That was that one. Okay. Number B was Bulgaria with Bones. Then we had number C, which was Cyprus with Fiergo. Love is like a black hole. Fiergo.
Ek het daarvan gehou nog, dit was my mooi gewees.
Ja, ek het hom ook gespoor.
Take a dive into my eyes. Yeah, the eyes of a lioness. Feel the power, they lie. A little look, a little touch. You know the power of... Number D was Denmark. That was
the Viking.
Viking. Hmm. We actually have to end the show, but but we have to go. Just push through quickly. Okay, so that was the Viking.
Push them, yo.
But we all agree on F, right?
I think we are all in agreement there.
I think so.
F is the winner.
F is the winner.
Our winner.
Estonia.
Ooh. What is Estonia? Is that E?
E. Yeah. Yeah.
Maar jy doen dit alfabeties nog so ver, jy besef dit.
Ek dink dit is seker maar my computer.
Want elke letter het nou ja.
So, okay, die ene met die toy.
Ja.
Dis
Georgia.
Israel. That's Israel. But the fattish lady called Netta. Sy sing dit.
Dis funny.
Ja.
Nee. Gaan jy nou nie van sê wat F is nie?
Ek gaan
dit last down.
This is Italy. That was number H.
Oh, ek het nie vir dit gehou nie. El Cairo no lo
sanno che ora. Wat 'n nummer is dit?
Ek het dit 6 gegee.
Ek het dit 6 gegee.
Dit was my laaste score. Ek het 4. La gente
si diverte. Qualcuno canta forte,
qualcuno grida morte. Malta.
Ek het dit al van gehou.
Dis my tweede keer.
Wat? Hierdie is wat?
Malta.
Okay, so you chose, shall we go for F as the winner?
Yes.
Is that for you all?
Yes.
F.
Uh-huh. Okay, so F...
It's the only one that got 9 by me.
Oh.
Yeah, me too.
It's this one. And it is by...
We were drifting like two icebergs.
Ryan O'Shaughnessy.
I was doing...
Ireland.
Yes.
Together. But...
There were troubles.
There's some boy song.
This is by me.
But on the internet, the song that wins time and again is the one from Belgium, which was a number M.
Sometimes it feels like it's meant to be
Amy Winehouse.
Yeah. So I don't know. I like Spain. I like Ireland. And I like to go now because we have to. Special thank you to Ivas.
Thank you, Kasper.
Thank you, Raymond.
Bye.
Thank you, Gavin.
It's my pleasure.
It was interesting, eh?
It was very
interesting. You follow music now, eh?
I am. The wrong station.
looking for a deadly combination.
This is CliffCentral.com.